Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show is about to be fun and excitement and maybe appear to have some adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Le who? The
we walk alone in the unknown. We live to win another victory. We are the young, dying sons. We live to change the face of history.
A pay-per-view that did not have much of a Survivor Series feeling. It's like one of those things you just feel like you're lost for words. Like, don't get me wrong, there were some good matches that was in there. But it was just like, the title of the pay-per-view is Survivor Series. And I'm just shrugging my head and just like, when they gonna finally get it? They ain't had a great, in my opinion, they ain't had a great Survivor Series like all like have at least like two or three, like at least three or four matches that Survivor Series type like since 2008. I just don't get it. It's just like one of those things you just keep on chucking your head and just thinking like they should capitalize on the pay-per-view. And I know people's like, I see like right now that some people's like half into it and half was not into it, especially what they thought about the pay-per-view. This is crazy. Interesting. I'm going to read something to you guys, and I'm going to, let's see. From after what happened at Survivor Series, Vince McMahon came out to challenge Cena, but Triple H stopped both him and Stephanie from getting to the ring. Not lying. Oh, man. Well, I'm just going to read what somebody said. Oh, wait. From the picture, it looks like Vince stopped Triple H from getting in the ring, not the other way around. Which does kind of make sense. But, Triple H did have his jacket off. So, who knows? But the thing is, when I read from somebody anonymously, they say, what a horrible pay-per-view so far. Disappointing for Survivor Series. The only moment that was good was Roman Reigns at the Shield. Vince realized it was a pay-per-view and wanted Cena to boost the ratings at the end. And that could be true. But probably towards, you know, the end of the show, probably just going to do this for a half hour and see what people say about tonight's pay-per-view. I don't know, this is one of those pay-per-views you was hyped up to hope that they would deliver, but it was just some positives and negatives like that. We're going to get to some of the matches. The pre-show they had The Miz versus Kofi Kingston, and The Miz did defeat Kofi Kingston. So he tried to offer him like somewhat of a handshake, but Kofi just smacked him and just left. And like, I kind of get why they put that match on the pre-show, but it should have been like a pre-show match. Like a pre-show match with a Survivor Series match. That's what I think that should have happened. But it is what it is. The traditional Survivor Series elimination tag team match, you had The Shield, Real Americans, and versus Rey Mysterio, Cody Rhodes, Goldust, and the Usos. You have Roman Reigns as being the sole survivor, only eliminated four out of the five combatants on the other team. Yeah, but that match was actually pretty good. Probably be match of the night. That's my thing. That's probably the only match that would probably be match of the night qualification or whatever. But let's move on. Like a last minute, they put into Big E Langston versus Curtis Axel, the rematch for the IC title, where Big E Langston did retain. And I guess that feud is going to be off for a while. And I guess who's going to be his next opponent? Who knows? So, the match wasn't bad either. But just at least some people got into it, some of it. You had the Divas match, like the Divas from Total Divas versus the so-called non-total Divas, or the True Divas as they call themselves. I think the match was pretty quick. It could have went a little bit longer. The ending was good. But Natalya, Bell, Twins, the Funkadactyls, JoJo, and Eva Marie defeated AJ Lee, Tamina Snuka, Kaitlyn, Summer Rae, Asana, Alicia Fox, and Rosa Mendez. Ryback issued challenge to anybody in the back, and Mark Henry accepted the challenge. It was kind of a decent match. Mark Henry did win. World Heavyweight Championship match, John Cena versus Alberto Del Rio. Kind of like one of those matches that should have been as long as it should have been. So, like, the match went either way, and John Cena did defeat Alberto Del Rio. CM Punk and Daniel Bryan versus Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. I thought it was going to be a big surprise that was going to happen with this match, but it didn't. Yeah, CM Punk and Daniel Bryan winning the match, and at towards the end, you thought Bray Wyatt was going to go in and fight the both of them, but chose not to. But I think this means that this feud between these two, well, these people, CM Punk, Bryan, and the Wyatt family, I don't think that feud is going to be over. I think it's just going to keep going. Randy Orton and The Big Show. That match was very, very, very bad.
Failed.
Otherwise, as you can say, it was an epic fail. Wow. And I guess with a little bit of the, not interference, not physical, but Triple H and them came out and Big Show was about to knock Randy Orton out. Orton gave Big Show an RKO and the so-called punch did not, the punt that Randy Orton did not connect. And it was just one of those things like, it didn't even hit. And he, it was just all confusing and just all kind of was not right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about what happened after the Orton and Big Show match. So we'll be right back.
Thank you. Fresh.
Well, then let's just go to Foot Locker. They got all the fresh new gear.
But I have real talent.
Can I get playback?
Okay.
Is that me?
And we're back. I'm going to go around and see, like, what's going on, because I know I'm talking with a friend right now. Towards the end of Survivor Series, John Cena came out. Both him and Randy Orton was holding both titles in the air, I guess teasing that maybe a unification match for the titles is going to happen. I guess my thing is I'm just thinking that there's no point in trying to unify the belts. They shouldn't do it. I think it's better right now. They should have them both separate like they was doing. Not like unify or unification, because you got to think, because it's a big opportunity for some of the mid-cards, because if they would have kept the unification belts when they did that in 2002, it just wouldn't make any sense. No sense at all. Especially, like, you see the people, the likes of, you know, not many people are going to be, like, end up holding the title. Like, you have maybe CM Punk would never would have held the title, or Jeff Hardy would have never held the title, or maybe Daniel Bryan probably would never have the case of winning, holding the title. My thing is, they really need to think about their locker room before anything. That's just my opinion on that, and I don't think they should do it. And I know there are some people that are agreeing with me, and there are some that probably disagree with me, but I'm just thinking that they shouldn't unify the titles or anything like that. They come here and say something. All right. Okay, since now I'm in bed with Halo.
Well, hey. That kind of stuff. Okay.
But you say you disagree if they do the unification title.
Yep.
What was your reason?
Because both titles give a whole bunch of wrestlers a chance to go after them.
Exactly.
It's not just one title, you know, there is on the line. There's, you know, other ones that they can go for and aspire to get. And if you've got one, it's just going to be passed between the same people.
Exactly.
Over and over again.
Exactly. That's just one, that was kind of like what I was talking about. It's like me and Eric talking about this right now online. Just like, what about the people that work hard and people go behind and they want them to be pushed up? Then some.
And that's the thing is that, you know, there are so many who mid-carders who get their shot at a title. Well, what is it going to be? It's just going to be, and this is nothing against these particular wrestlers, it's just going to be Cena, Orton, Daniel Bryan, CM Punk. It's going to cycle for a while. It's going to be the same ones over and over and over and over.
Right.
Over and over. Now, if they did champion versus champion for the place of WWE.
Right.
Whole different thing.
That's what I'm hoping they're doing, the champion versus champion for the face of WWE. Now, that would make sense. Just one, imagine they just go their separate ways. And plus, like, what would that say for the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view? Because normally either they have two chamber matches for the number one contender, or they have two, like, championship matches. I just hope they just keep it as it is, don't unify or add any title, don't combine the titles or anything like that. Just one of those things that it just shouldn't work like that.
Le
Hill,
I'll play that again.
Le Hill, the
loser. But, I don't know, how would you grade tonight's pay-per-view?
Up until the main event, I would have given it a solid 8. The main event, though, brought it down to a 6 for me.
Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying, was I was talking about the main event as well.
Because that main event was weak. When you've got the whole crowd going boring at the main event and not getting into it, you got problems.
Yeah, you would think you hear them saying that at a Cena match, as half of them don't even like them then. But you hearing them saying boring at a match like that, just like, wow. Truthfully, I'm half and half. I had to give this one a 5 because they could have did better, but they didn't. Is that Brett?
Well, yeah.
Oh, he just changed his name. Okay.
As he always does.
Wonder why. But, I don't know, maybe hopefully next year Survivor Series they do more better. And I think the Royal Rumble, that's going to be the next main paper, one of the big four pay-per-views, hopefully, because sometimes, most likely, that delivers to a certain extent. But let's see what they do with it in 2014. Well, their next pay-per-view will be TLC. So it'll be interesting what they're going to try to do with this match. Like, who, if they are actually going to go through with the change, or they're actually going to go through with the unification, or just have the match. But I don't think so. But I do like to thank Hazel for putting her 2 cents in. Some people say it on the 30th or so group so far.
I just won 104 to 204.
Ouch.
You won by 104 to 204? That's what you call an
whooping.
Indeed.
Okay. Got Jeff. He says it was okay, but kind of knew it would be no build up like it was put together at the last minute. Corey has, it was an okay pay-per-view. And Brian says the show was awful, bored out of my mind because they're shitty booking, and holy God, if Triple H can go one pay-per-view without sticking his giant nose into the main event, that would be great. Well, yeah, it is very true. Well, then again, speaking of that, that could be more of a build-up for maybe a TLC match with Triple H and Big Show.
Oh, I just wish someone would
just watch. That could happen. But that's all the time we're going to have. Don't forget, tomorrow night will be WFSO Aftermath, 10:30 Central Time. And if y'all want to call in during that live show as well, number will be no other than 646-915-9644. Once again, it's 646-915-9644. And also look for us on Facebook. Also look for our videos on YouTube and all the interesting stuff. So from all of us here, we will say good night and hope you listen to us tomorrow morning. Well, not tomorrow morning, but tomorrow evening. Didn't mean to mute myself for a bit, but see, there's no disappointing.
It's one of those days.
Yeah, like the pay-per-view will just, I'll blame the pay-per-view.
Let's blame the pay-per-view.
Right. Let me play this before we go on. I probably couldn't hear it, but I'm going to play it anyway.
Le-hoo.
Pay-per-view was a loser. So until then, people, good night and see you tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m. Central Time.